How do we make sense of a story like Julian's? Years of apparent forgetting, followed by fragmented, disturbing images, dramatic physical symptoms, and sudden reenactments? As a therapist treating people with a legacy of trauma, my primary concern is not to determine exactly what happened to them, but to help them tolerate the sensations and emotions and reactions they experience without being constantly hijacked by them. When the subject of blame arises, the central issue that needs to be addressed is usually self-blame, accepting that the trauma was not their fault, that it was not caused by some defect in themselves, and that no one could ever have deserved what happened to them. Once a legal case is involved, however, determination of culpability becomes primary, and with it, the admissibility of evidence. I had previously examined 12 people who had been sadistically abused as children in the Catholic orphanage in Burlington, Vermont. They had come forward, with many other claimants, more than 4 decades later, and although none had had any contact with the others until the first claim was filed, their abuse memories were astonishingly similar. They all named the same names, and the particular abuses that each nun or priest had committed, in the same rooms, with the same furniture, and as part of the same daily routines. Most of them subsequently accepted an out-of-court settlement from the Vermont diocese. Before a case goes to trial, the judge holds a so-called Daubert hearing to set the standards for expert testimony to be presented to the jury. In a 1996 case, I had convinced a federal circuit court judge in Boston that it was common for traumatized people to lose all memories of the event in question, only to regain access to them in bits and pieces at a much later date. The same standards would apply in Julian's case. While my report to his lawyer remains confidential, it was based on decades of clinical experience and research on traumatic memory, including the work of some of the great pioneers of modern psychiatry. Normal versus traumatic memory. We all know how fickle memory is. Our stories change and are constantly revised and updated. When my brothers, sisters, and I talk about events in our childhood, we always end up feeling that we grew up in different families. So many of our memories simply do not match. Such autobiographical memories are not precise reflections of reality. They are stories we tell to convey our personal take on our experience.